Rusty Quill presents.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Letters in our basement, but we'll call it the Cellar Letters, yeah.
Hey guys, this is Jamie. I play Nate on the Cellar Letters, the show you're listening to right now.
I'm Jay, and I'm Steve.
This is our first monthly Patreon Q&A. Some of our lovely patrons sent in some questions, so we're going to try and A them, if we can.
A them?
A them. Answer them. Q&A.
Oh, sorry.
Q is question.
No, I get that.
Okay.
I never heard that. Okay.
Yeah, they give us the Qs, we give them the As.
Cool. Give them the Q.
Okay, the first Q is from Kelly. She says, how did the creators meet?
Do you want me to take this one? Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember it.
So, we were part of two different friend groups because he's older than me. And so then, his we have a mutual friend in our friend groups, and they like to partake in extracurricular smoking festivities.
It's an April 20th kind of deal.
Yeah, that thing. So me and Jamie aren't big into that. So we were in separate cars, and both of our friend groups drove up to the same location. And everybody got out of the cars to go do the deed. That sounds bad. Go smoke. And then me and Jamie stayed in the cars, but we were in separate cars. So
we put our hands to the glass and like tried to...
Like Titanic.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but without the steam.
Like that scene in Tarzan, where Tarzan touches the mom's hands.
Oh, it's Bella.
Bella's
sorry,
my fiance
Jamie's
just got here.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're doing the Q&A. You're fine. So we did. We were in the cars, and then we were freezing because of power or whatever. Hi, Nala. Who's Bella? We were just sitting there freezing, and then we looked at each other, and we were like, why? Why are we in different...
We can talk to
each other. Yeah, are we friends? So we got out of the car, and then we got in one car, and then we just kind of started talking, and then we became friends.
And now he's the best man at my wedding, so it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we met, Kelly. Thanks for the question. That was a good one.
Yeah, and the next one, how was the story birthed by y'all?
Y'all, are you from Texas? Alabama.
I'm just reading the question.
But it was y'all?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm asking Kelly where she's from.
My fiance just walked in and showed me her ring that I paid for. Oh, her nails.
No,
she got her nails done.
She's not even talking about her ring. She doesn't care about your damn ring. Bye.
She just scampered away because she doesn't like cues.
Radio fright?
She's afraid of A's.
Okay, what was it?
How was the story birthed by us? Like,
that's him. He'll take it.
Well, when a man loves a story so much, it's a birth joke. But, I had this idea.
Was that a burp?
Okay, so last year I was pretty deep into the Magnus archives, and I was like, hey, I can rip that off. So I had this idea about this guy that finds all these creepy, like, stories in a basement, and he just, like, reads them and archives them, and, like, it's like a spooky anthology kind of thing. So then I was like, hey, Jay, I have this idea for a podcast. Let's do this podcast. And he's like, okay. I don't know what a podcast is. And I'm like, it's like a radio show.
I knew what a podcast was. I didn't know what audio drama. I didn't know the audio drama.
There's no way to say that without sounding pretentious. But so I said, hey, Jay, I have this audio drama idea. And then he came here and we like talked it over. And it quickly became something different than what I originally planned, which is pretty cool. And now it's adult Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I think like we had the original thought of it just being really scary, and then we realize that it's quite hard to make every minute of every episode like really scary. So in real life, like our friend group, like we have a great time, like we laugh and we joke, like we were like, why don't we just kind of be us? So yeah, so it kind of ended up being this comedic, like scary audio dramedy. Yeah. Yeah, good question.
And the story is evolving every day in our heads. So.
Yeah. She has one more?
She has four more.
Oh, all the questions. Love it.
So this one's good.
Hit
and
me.
And it directly calls me out. Thought it was cool you guys mentioned Montserrat. I live like 20 minutes away, but it's in Beverly, Massachusetts, not Maine. Or maybe they have a twin. So the story about that is I'm bad at geography. And I thought that MA was Maine. But M-E is Maine. So, I just messed up. But yeah, there's a Montserrat in Maine, probably. Next question.
I thought you said Nosferatu.
Montserrat.
Similar.
Very similar.
Number four.
How have you stayed motivated writing during a fucking pandemic? Like, damn, I see you.
Well, I think that's the point, right? Like, we're in a pandemic. Panini?
We're in a panini.
We're in a pandemic, so we had extra time on our hands. I was living in Florida, so I wasn't even around here. We're in Connecticut, where we're from. But then, as soon as I moved back, he kind of shot this offer over. So, and I don't have a creative outlook anymore. Because of the pandemic. So then this made a lot of sense for both of us. He went to school for acting. I went to school for music. So we all
try and fit both in the show.
Yeah, slowly. being able to
slowly
add music.
Becoming a horror musical.
So I think like the pandemic, we have to find ways to like self-care and take care of ourselves. And I think for us, it was have a creative outlook.
That creative outlet is what motivates us to do this.
Yeah.
Question five, seller letters merch?
Kelly, I would like to know what merch you were thinking. Because like, you don't ask that question unless you're thinking about something. So we have our thoughts, but... Right? Wouldn't you want to know like who the
other... I was thinking like masks for the Corona that say like Jim can lick my ass.
Yeah, because that's great. We could go to like Walmart. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, in general, whoever's listening to this, we'd love to know like what thoughts you guys have for merch that you think would be cool.
Like if there's a demand for it, we don't want to rush into something if people don't want it.
Yeah.
This,
but we're totally up for it. That's what.
No. Like if it ever comes to that, that'd be cool.
Cool.
Question six isn't a question. It's just, my mom drinks Malibu with rock candy in the summer. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, your mom's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I like that.
My fiance just giggled. Here's a question from Brett. How long do you anticipate this series continuing?
We're having fun. We love it. Like we want to keep doing it. I know, you know, life has its way of moving along. So like, we don't know what the future brings, but
we do have future ideas.
Yeah. We definitely are keeping it going and we have thoughts of like where this is going to go, like beyond season one or beyond season two. So, we have a lot of material and yeah.
Yeah. Here's a follow-up question.
Oh, follow-ups.
Are you planning multiple seasons within the same story or perhaps new stories with the same actors, sort of like American Horror Story?
Oh, tongue twister.
Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Which one? He said one or the other.
We're planning the multiple seasons same story, so I'll answer the question instead of saying that's cool. But that would also be cool, like a separate story with us.
Vanilla or chocolate. That's cool.
Hey. My fiance just keeps on giggling in the other room.
I love me some American Horror Story. Well, some of the seasons. So I do
often consider myself a Jessica Lange like.
Because
no reason. Just a fan.
I think I prefer like an American Horror Story vibe because like I think like I'd want to keep like Steve and Nate, but I think it'd be cool to have different, like...
Put them in different situations.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah. Both is the answer.
We're planning both. What was your inspiration for choosing the setting of the seller letters?
Is this still Brett?
Yes, this is still Brett.
Inspiration for choosing the setting.
The setting. Well, you didn't pick the setting.
I didn't pick much in the beginning.
So, I wanted to give a little homage to Stephen King, because I'm a big fan. And he sets everything in Maine. He's from Bangor, Maine, which we did not know when we picked Bangor.
That was crazy.
That was really weird. And Maine's just got a general creepy vibe. Yeah. Question from DJ. Do you have an overarching plot plan in mind, or are you doing each episode as the muse strikes and seeing where that takes you?
Well, DJ.
Good question. cool. Next question.
No, it's both, to be honest. There's... again, like, you know, we both have our lives that we got to take care of, but like, we sometimes we come together and we plan out a few episodes ahead, or like major plot thoughts that we have like for the future, and then sometimes we are crunched on time and we make it up as we go, and we hope that people...
We do usually write the episodes the day that we record them, and the day that we edit them, and the day that we release them, which is probably not the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But
you live far away from me, so...
Yeah, it's like an hour.
Yeah. So then I come early in the morning, and then I do... and then we write the...
and he jumps in his car, it's over.
And then I write the episode with him, and...
And a lot of it's improv, too.
Yeah, it is.
Which is cool. It's cool. But we do have the overall plot in mind.
Yes.
It's just the in-between where we're like, eh.
Yeah, we have a future of the show for sure.
Yeah. Have about 70,000 questions from Amber.
Amber. Amber, number one.
Coming in hot with the questions.
Just stick with the question.
Okay, why did you decide to start the podcast? So, I am an actor. I went to school for it. And we're in a pandemic, and it's very hard to get work. And it's even more hard getting work without an agent. So I was like, hey, I'm going to make my own. So I came up with the idea to make this podcast. And I was like, hey, Jay, you're doing this podcast with me. And
that was basically what we did.
Essentially, yeah. I kidnapped you, more or less. And now we have a show. Question 11. The first time I said the number for a question. Amber!
The price is right!
Come on down. What are your influences, either other podcasts or media in general? Magnus Archives, which is a podcast. You don't know that.
Sure.
Very good. The Black Tapes, another creepy podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big into that one, right? any kind of Stephen King. Big into Stephen King. Haunting of Hill House. We have some of those vibes. The House of Leaves. It has some creepy stuff that I'm definitely trying to...
What is that?
...pepper in. It's a very creepy book.
Oh, I don't read either.
Guess how much I read of it. 20 pages. But I know the gist. So I was like, those 20 pages are creepy? I'm going to put that in my
book. I read the back of the book. It's great.
Yeah, I saw the cover and I was like, wow, leaves.
Maybe I should tell them the disclaimer that I don't listen to any... podcasts, audio dramas, dun. Nothing.
Lost patrons. They're like, oh.
Well, to be fair, I worked on cruise ships, so like I literally couldn't. So I just never really got into it when it became kind of a bigger thing. And then, yeah, I'm more of a TV show movie watcher. So yeah, kind of like what he said, like Bly Manor, Hill House, that kind of vibe. There's some scenes that we drew inspiration from, like Stranger Things or stuff like that. So stuff I think like the media and the stuff I take from are definitely from TV shows and movies.
And we do have another influence that I'm not going to say because it's a pretty big Endgame spoiler. So there's a little tease right there. Another question. Why horror? I like...
This is you.
Yeah.
This is all you.
I like the spooky stuff. And that's it. I just love spooky stuff. Anything spooky, I'm like, deeply into.
Like he would, like back in the day, like in high school and stuff, he would make us sit down and watch these awful, like one star, like didn't even make it to the movie theater movies.
Are you directly mentioning Rest Stop right now?
There was other one. What was the Moonlight Sonata or...
Summer's Moon, and you picked that. And that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. He's like, oh,
had a character from
Ashley
Twilight.
Green's in this, yeah. Oh my god, that was
love
the worst
her.
Movie. But yeah, I've always been into horror. If you want a nice little personal story right now. So, I was 13, having a sleepover at my friend's house, and we're watching, we're on the internet, looking at like spooky ghost pictures, reading spooky ghost stories, and then I really had to pee. I had to pee so bad. But I was too scared. I was too scared to leave the room and
urinate?
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. I was too scared to go to the bathroom because it was dark and I was like, oh, I've been looking at spooky stuff all night. So I innocently went to bed. And we shared a bed because, you know, that's what friends do. And I woke up wetter than I went to sleep. I peed my pants because I was too scared to go to the bathroom. And yeah, I don't know why I told you that story. I'm just really into horror.
Are you friends with these people still?
Stop talking to me that day. He's my best friend. Next question. Do you think the format of your podcast is becoming too popular?
Bring it on!
Bring it on! No, like, I know horror is, like, the go-to genre for, like, any kind of podcast, like, audio drama kind of thing. But I can't... I mean, that being said, I haven't listened to a lot of horror audio dramas, but I don't think there are many that take the certain approach we do. Like, the horror comedy found footage-y.
Yeah, vibe. No, I just told you I don't listen to any, so I can't, but I don't know, I remember the movie Cabin in the Woods, like, when that came out, I was like, holy shit, like, they're taking a genre and just totally making it their own, so I definitely get, you know, vibes from that movie, because I thought it was hilarious, but I was also freaked out at the same time, and then, like, gods were involved, and it was just, like, it went from... like something so
tropey. It's just like generic.
I don't know what that is.
A trope is like what's a trope?
You do this all the time.
I do. I'm like, it's this.
And then yeah, and you pick a word that I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. So we took a really tropey
just
plot.
Like generic. Just
yeah,
like...
it is a generic plot. And then, but then it gets nuts. Like they create their own stories based on what they pick up, and then like they have to win, and then it's a TV show, and then there's gods that they like. So it just keeps growing, and it keeps getting crazier and crazier. And then, so that's kind of like what I think of when I, you know, do this with you. But I don't know. I think it's very different, and I think we're going a route that not many people have touched on.
Yeah. Next question. How long does it take to write an episode? Hour? 6 hours? 3
fluctuates
days?
From 1 to 6 hours.
It depends how much improv we do in the episode.
Well, you do all the editing, so I don't like...
This is to write an episode.
Oh, just right. Write. Sorry, I should have listened.
It takes much more than an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we vibe really well when we write. There's no, like, ego, or there's no, like, oh, like, don't write over my stuff. Or, like, usually one of us kind of takes lead, and then the other one's like, ooh, I think this would be, like, a good addition to my character. Or I think this would be a good addition for my character. So, like...
we recorded an episode today that I had fully written, and then he took it and changed everything about the episode. And I only cried a little bit, so I think we're doing okay.
But, yeah, but I don't know. We've been friends for, like, 12, 13 years. Yeah. There's trust and respect, and yeah, so it's easy for us to kind of...
And love.
So yeah, maybe like an hour.
How long did it take you to come up with this particular story, and why?
I think we kind of touched on
that. We kind of touched on that. Like, the story is still forming. Like, we have the beginning and the end, and it's going to take as long as we record to come up with everything else.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough realization of what we can do with just audio, because we're very visual people as well. So, like, I think it was tough transitioning to this, but it's definitely just going along one at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an ending planned out? Yes.
Yeah, we have a season one ending plot, and then we have a potentially bigger scenario that we have planned out for season two.
Not to say that we're ending with season two. It goes beyond.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You just made it seem like
I didn't
we have one and two
sad.
And then we're done.
Yeah. Like, what was that show that we liked? The comedy one that ended after two seasons.
Oh, Fleabag?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, that was really...
That was really cool. Very sad. She just got cast in Indiana Jones 5.
That's awesome.
With Mads Mikkelsen, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm a Maddie Daddy.
I'm a... Ew.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Next.
If so, how long do you think the podcast will continue?
Ooh.
Until you say stop making it.
Until all our fans are gone. I don't know. Again, it depends on life. Like, if I don't know. I don't know where life's going to take us. But for now, like, we love where it's going. We enjoy doing it. And we see a future with it. And, you know, we'll go from there.
This is a question just for you. What are your favorite podcasts?
My favorite podcast is the Seller Letter. Yeah.
I hated that. Okay, so I'll go with me. The Magnus Archives, amazing. A Voice from Darkness. Ooh, that guy's voice, so good.
Is it better than the guy from You?
Oh, that guy's got a voice.
What's his name?
The actor?
Yeah.
I almost said Dan, but that's from Gossip Girl. Penn Badgley.
That's it. Ooh. Yeah, that's a voice.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
The Storage Papers, I just started it. Very good.
The Storage Papers, The Seller Letters?
See, that's funny, because when I first posted about the show on Reddit, people were like, I don't know, man. Kind of sounds like you're ripping off The Storage Papers. And I was like, I don't know, man. I haven't listened to The Storage Papers yet, so I have no idea if I'm ripping them off. But after listening to them, we are not ripping them off.
Sweet.
Yet. Okay. I also like video games, so I listen to a lot of video game podcasts. Easy Allies, so good. Very funny group. Frame Trap is the same people. Fiasconauts is like an improv storytelling show. Very good. There's definitely other shows. Woe Be Gone. That's a good one.
Will be?
Woe dot be gone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's did you see that movie Nerve with Emma Roberts and not James Franco? Dave Franco?
Yes, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
It's like that where they have to play games, but it's like this internet game and it's also kind of like Saw.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you won't listen to it because you don't like podcasts.
No, but I like the concept.
Very good. Yep, love those shows.
Podcasts.
Do you plan on extending the episodes in the future?
Okay, so we're torn because, like, I'm a big fan of, like, keeping people, like, wanting more. So I actually find it really unique that we do these, like, little 10-minute, like, episodes.
Bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally love it. And then it's easier for us to come out with episodes once a week because of the length.
If we were to extend the episodes, we would probably go to one episode every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, because it would just be harder for us to...
Because, like, these people pumping out 25-minute episodes every week, God bless them. I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah, I can't do that. But I don't know. So, I mean, I'd love to know your guys' opinions, whether it's, like, we just wish there were, like, there was more content. Like, if it was that kind of vibe. Because if that's it, like, that's what we want. Like, we want people wanting more and staying hooked and, you know, keep coming back every week. But if it's genuinely, like, a... Like, it's over. Like, I wish it was more. Like, it's not enough time for me to get invested. Then, like, tell us that as well. Because then, you know, that's something we'll have to think on.
Yeah. Send us an email at thesellerletters@gmail.com and complain.
Is that real?
Yes, we have an email address.
I learn as I go, folks.
Yeah. Okay. We have an update to the what are your favorite podcasts question. My fiance just said, tell them I like Pretty Basic for all my girly listeners.
And she giggles.
Yep. So she doesn't want to be heard, but she really wants her opinion to be heard. Okay. We have some questions from Eli now.
Eli.
Yes. What is your favorite line / joke / scene that you wrote? So we can do all three. What's your favorite line?
Line. This is... do you have one like on the top of your head right now or no?
My favorite line is also the same as my favorite scene. It's that drunk night that we had where we did the rap.
Yeah, that was fun. That was improv too. I just started beatboxing and I told him go.
we just went.
Yeah, that was funny.
Turn out pretty good.
There is a line that I can't...
The issue is a lot of our stuff is like improv, so it's hard to like remember.
Yeah, and like our dialogue is really fast and we do go through a lot of...
Fast and loose, that's how we do it.
We go through a lot of jokes.
The Seller Letters website?
Which... Oh, I like the...
It was the actual, like... It's all retail. Or real estate.
What was the mold? The...
Stackabotris.
Yeah, Stackabotris. I actually really... We had to Google what...
What kind of mold like, can make what it kind hallucinate? Of mold?
Yeah. We did some research, so I enjoyed the... Stackabotris. And then it ended up becoming a thing where Steve just mispronounces
every word.
Facetious.
Seafish.
Seafish. Facetious.
You know that's not the actual word.
No, facetious is the word.
Okay.
I went to the middle school spelling bee. I know.
I'm sure you went there. Yeah.
No, cool. I competed.
Okay, would you come in? What place?
Second to last. my word was caddy. And I, like, a golf caddy, but I thought it was ooh, caddy. So I was like, C-A-T-T-Y, Steve, thanks. Yeah, I got out. What was the question? Oh, favorite
line joke.
Yeah, Stack of Botrys was fun for me. And then, what was the scene? To be honest, one of my favorite things is Steve going into... we kind of got that vibe from like Stranger Things, like some kind of like what was it called, underground and beneath
the beyond, upside down,
but not that the black, you know how she goes into like that black
when she like goes into the water and then like goes into this black
room, so that's kind of what we pictured. I loved that because we like Jamie really had to do a lot of editing and I thought
it was
cool.
Me, I love audio editing. It's so much fun.
But it was cool. Like, you brought back a ton of different, like, lines. And, I don't know. I thought... And it was the first time we ever heard, like, a entity have a voice. So I thought it was, like, a really cool scene. Big time.
Yes. Oh. Okay. What are your favorite story tropes?
Is that where you got the word?
Yeah. Revenge plots, redemption arcs, etc.
Our favorite kind of storylines? Is that what?
Yeah, like revenge plots, redemption arcs, etc.
Is that's what Eli said?
Yeah. Those are examples of story trips.
I like romantic.
That's a genre.
So
you like redemption arcs where the guy messes up then wins the girl back.
I don't know, but I'm getting into more like realistic vibes. Not that like that can't happen, but like
love is dead. You can never win them back.
No, like 5 feet apart, or me before you, or things like that, where it's like more realistic. So I'm more on that vibe of things. So really weird. I'm in a horror type podcast audio drama, but
honestly, I'm just focused on what a trope is.
I'm just listing movies I like. Notebook.
Yeah, like those aren't tropes. I like the sad dramas.
I do. I like tragedy, like romantic tragedy. Can you combine that, romantic tragedy?
I don't know if this is even a trope, because I think we established that I'm not really sure what a trope is, and I'm so sorry. Why am I going to cry? Don't cry. It's just a trope.
We didn't even watch The Notebook yet. Go. Oh
my God, I like A Walk to Remember. My favorite trope is...
That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Your favorite trope is Shane West.
I'm a big Shane West fan. Oh my God. Nikita. Yes, my favorite trope though. I don't know if this is a trope. I already said that. But like ghost stories where stuff happens to this person and just no one believes them. No one believes them. That's definitely not what a trope is. So we're going to go to the next question. How did you manage to stay so productive and put out one episode every week? Holy shit. Well, the key to putting out an episode every week is having episodes that top out at 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like fair. That's how we manage that. But I think when we come together, we are efficient.
Yeah.
I guess.
No, I think we get it done pretty fast.
Yeah. So like throughout the week, one of us will like make plot points for what we want to happen in the episode. And then we'll get together and just expand upon those with dialogue and sound effect cues and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a few questions from Steven, my baby brother-in-law. Why did you start the podcast? What influenced you to do so? I started it because the acting stuff. I wanted to get some work. So I made it. And this is it.
It was a creative outlook Am I saying outlook? Well, you said a different word. I said creative outlook. You said creative
outlet. Yeah, you kept on saying outlook, but it's definitely outlet. Like, creative outlook is just thinking creatively.
Yeah.
Outlet is having somewhere to put your creativity.
But I didn't have a creative outlook either.
Yep.
So I needed to create an outlet to
bend that into fitting the wrong word.
That's right. So we both needed an outlet. So we came together and we did this.
Yep. Here are some questions from Sean, and there are our final two questions. Oh, no, they're not, because I just got an email with more questions that I forgot to tell you about. So here we go. How much of each of your own personalities are in the characters? All.
Yeah. I think they're... you could probably even tell from this Q&A. But they're pretty spot on. Like, if we were...
I'm definitely not as depressed as we write Nate.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. I think we ended up writing it, like, that way, where, like, Nate was more depressed. But then when we started writing it and it became more, like, comedic, we were like, oh, maybe that's a good dynamic to keep Nate more on the mellow side and me on, like, the louder comedic side. But in general, you're very monotone.
What?
Like, you're like,
oh, yeah,
I'm
always pretty level-headed.
Yeah. No.
I'll choose and make that not like an insult.
I'm saying your voice is like, you stay in the same, like, you don't get louder, or like, you stay in the same, like...
Yeah, I stay here.
Yeah, but like me...
Yeah,
like,
I stay here!
But that's me. Like,
I know,
I'm very,
over
like...
over the top.
Yeah. Are we having a fight? The show's ending. This is the end.
Yeah, this is... Yep. Fill that cellar with cement. We're done.
Next question.
It's weird though, because when we write each other's characters,
as an asshole.
I write you as a piece of shit.
Yeah,
like, you're mean to me.
When
in real life, you're nice.
When he writes an episode and then he hands it to me, it's always a line. Well, it always starts with a line from him, but then it's me with the second line, like calling him a dickhead,
like,
or
shit.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, why am I so mean to you? I'm not even like this in real life.
Oh no, but yeah, that's sad. this one was already kind of best. Do you have an ending mapped out when you started, or just an idea of where you wanted things to go, but working on specifics as you went? The second one. We know where we want to go. It's just now we're filling in those gaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other questions are on my phone. Let me find them.
Like, they just arrived?
Yes.
Do you need me to stall?
These are from... Nope, I got them.
Oh, okay, cool.
How are you going to stall? Don't sing a song. Okay. So these are from Lara. What kind of pupper is Bella? On the show, she's like an Australian Shepherd mix. In real life, she's a cockapoo.
Wait, why did you change
her? I don't know. Honestly, that was stupid.
But you didn't even tell...
I don't know. In the first episode, I say she's an Australian Shepherd. Unless I didn't record that part in the remaster of the episode. In which case, she is just a cockapoo.
I didn't even know you changed her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. I don't know why I did that. Next question. Best Malibu recipe? I'll let Jay take this away, because I don't drink that.
My thing is pineapple juice. I do, like, all the cocktails I make have pineapple juice. So I'll do pineapple juice Malibu, or pineapple juice vodka, peach schnapps, stuff like that. Super masculine. But... Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of anything coconut, so Malibu is like right up there for me. You'll drink anything.
Oh, I'll drink anything. I'll drink toilet water.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's...
Last question.
Yeah. If you both were members of the Scooby Gang, which one would you be? I think the answer for me is pretty obvious. I'm definitely
Fred.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I'm... I don't know.
Let's decide who we're not first.
Well, I always say that my, like, TV show representative is Ross from Friends. Like, that's always kind of like...
The question is Scooby-Doo.
Okay. So, I don't feel like I'm as...
You're like bits and pieces of all of them.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yeah.
Like,
you're a little bit like Scooby because you smell and you like snacks.
Fair. I don't know. I guess Shaggy, because it's... I think he's, like, a really good friend, and I think that he...
eats a lot. He loves
food. Yeah, but he could stay skinny.
No, but you eat a lot of food.
Yeah. But
No. Like you, he's always like making different kind of sandwiches, and you like sandwiches.
I
identify as Shaggy because I like sandwiches. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He's loyal. He's funny. I think sure. Let's go with Shaggy.
Cool. I'm Daphne because I always try and look sexy whenever I can. And now the ultimate question. This is a long one.
Ooh, we got a long question. Is this the penultimate or the ultimate? Is this the last?
Ultimate. You receive an invitation to spend a night in a...
Restart that.
You receive an invitation to spend a night in a notoriously haunted house. You will get $1 million if you stay the full night. Yes? Yes, it's the plot of House on Haunted Hill, but stick with me. The invitation states you will get the following items provided for you. Flashlight, food, water, sleeping bag, first aid kit, notebook, and pencil. You are permitted to bring two things with you into the house. One tool and one miscellaneous item. What do you choose? What tool and what item do you bring to this notoriously haunted house?
A cell phone?
That's a good one. But would that be a tool or miscellaneous? I think that's tool, right?
I don't know. A tool. I would want to bring something like long range. Not long range, but like a spear or a...
Those are very helpful against ghosts.
It's not necessarily a ghost. Unless is this Haunted Hill thing a ghost thing?
House on Haunted Hill is about ghosts.
So not a spear.
Not a spear.
Not to like, oh, I would bring one of those Ghostbuster
Proton pack?
Yeah, I'd bring that.
That's a tool.
Yeah.
So you're miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous. Is flashlight on there?
Yeah. It's actually the first thing they say.
You go, I'll think of my miscellaneous.
So my tool. I don't know how I'm going to top Proton Pack, honestly.
I'm not,
so I might just say Proton Pack.
Yeah, because two is better than one.
Yeah, just don't cross them.
Miscellaneous.
Salt.
So we could take, I'll bring the tequila.
No, because salt is supposed to like repel spirits. Watch one episode of
No, it's how you make spells.
What are you talking about?
And like Buffy and all those, right? Don't they make the salt circles?
Yeah, Willow's always like, get the salt.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this ever happened.
And in the originals, that's how they like make spells. They put salt in the, and then they're like standing in this like salt circle. And then they make goose fabra like spells.
Yeah, but they stand in the circle to keep the spirits away.
I think it's to enhance their power.
See, I'll bring salt.
Fine, you can bring the salt.
Bring the pepper.
Can we bring a friend? Can we bring, like, Casper?
This is my miscellaneous.
Because he could talk to... Can we talk to these ghosts? Because Casper would be able to talk to the ghosts.
I've never seen the movie, and I'm sorry. But I've seen Casper.
We're done here. Wait, you haven't seen the movie, but you've seen Casper. Like, the friendly ghost. He's, like, been around you.
We occasionally mingle. No, I haven't seen House on Haunted Hill. I've seen Casper more times than I can count.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I would bring Casper in a plasma. Oh, but what if I actually shoot?
Oh, no.
What if I shoot Casper?
That's a whole different... Oh, it's a whole different ball game.
Maybe it's worth it.
Killing Casper?
Like...
Sorry, buddy.
Can you release them after? Like, or would they all like come out? Would it be like Pandora's box? Or can like all the
I'm not.
That's a question up to you.
That's a question up to you.
Shut up. I don't have a script.
We do improv.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, yeah, Casper and Photon Blaster.
I don't know how I feel Captain honestly Marvel. About you calling Casper an item. Like, he was a little boy. So you want to bring this little boy to this scary house. That's not good.
Yeah. I don't know any other, like, ghost that I know will be my friend. Like, from, like, Jump Street.
Very presumptuous of you.
This
kid's going to be my friend.
He's friendly. He's literally a friend.
Yeah.
Do you know any other ghosts that, like, you know would be
like down to hang.
Yeah.
DTH. I can't even think of ghosts right now.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So I'll bring the salt. You bring the little boy ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So that's our Patreon Q&A. Thank you so much for all your questions, and we really appreciate you listening to the show. If you haven't yet, feel free to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Just type in the Cellar Letters, and we're there. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.